Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, I'm Wendy Francis. Welcome to another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. It's just about that time of year. New Year's is coming upon us quickly. And in this episode, I really talk about a different way to think about this time of year and the resolutions that you hold. Being resolute within ourselves helps us to be congruent and trustworthy, which is imperative for all of us to feel like we've got our own backs. Take a listen and see if you can glean something from this that helps you move through this time and into 2021 effortlessly and with joy. And if you love this podcast, please take a minute to rate, review, and share it. I'd love to continue to bring you more of these in the new year.
Reflection and inwardness, when we've got so much fear around us, is not solitude. It's not solace, and it doesn't bring us wisdom. So in this week, my hope and intention for all of you is to really begin to have these moments of solitude over the course of this week and to keep any fear, anxiety, worry, stress out of your house. And it might not be your house, your brick house, but it can definitely be your body house and your mind house. Don't let the fear in so that you can be quiet for the week and really move into a space of what are you going to do with your time next year? And I know some of that is not left up to us. I know 2020 has shown us, at least it's shown me, the beauty of learning to be flexible, the definitive strength that it takes to move the fear out of my psyche and my construct and to let joy and love in. It's been quite a year for all of us in many different dimensions. Some good things have come out of it, and I encourage you and implore you to really think about those good things that have happened. I know many of us, I mean, we heard a woman on the call last week who had some tremendously, you know, difficult things happen to her this year. And for many of you, there may have been some terrible things. And for that, you have my deepest sympathy and regards. And even in that, I know that there have been some good things. I know that through every storm, there is a rainbow. And I only say that because I've lived a heck of a lot of storms. And so recognize what those good things were, even if it was a small moment in time, even if it was a day, a week, an hour. Where did you get those good things? What were those good things? You know, in the past, New Year's resolutions, I almost felt like had become kind of mundane, in a way that everybody seemed to make the same resolution. 90% of the people would have some kind of exercise or weight loss goal, and 80 to 95% of those people, we know statistically, would fail their New Year's resolution within the first 3 months of the new year. We would continually get, I always track the statistics on resolutions and how many people are looking to lose weight, how many people are taking up exercise plans, right? How many people are going to the gyms? I always track that because I always wanted to see if it would change. Would there be a year that it dropped radically? Would it be a year that it escalated? And the truth is, it stayed the same for the last 18 years, kind of what they track as the number one resolution. In fact, some people are kind of surmising that it's going to play out to be the same this year. And I hope it's not. I honor people who want to change their body. I honor people who want to play or move in their body. But that's a little bit different. And I hope to bring a different twist to New Year's to you all tonight. You can hear a different way to be. And of all the years, this year would be the year to do things differently. And in this way, around resolutions, it would be a good thing to do this differently, considering the statistics and how ineffective we actually are with respect to our New Year's resolutions. So now's the time to think about what you loved in 2020. When people go into solace or solitude or reflection, a lot of times people do that when they're thinking about the bad things, or we teach people to journal when they're in a bad state, when they're anxious or they're angry. What about journaling or thinking about what you love, what you learned, and what it taught you? Because that's where you can find some answers. We always were trained, I should say, to really think that the one space we find answers is in the bad. It's in the raw. It's in the hard. And the truth is, I think after 2020, we've lived a lot of hard and we've lived a lot of raw. And we need to learn to be in the love and the joy again, because quite frankly, I think many of us have forgotten it. So what did you do in 2020 that you loved? Did you read any good books? Did you take care of your body in a certain way that really felt good to it internally? Did you see any good movies? What do you want more of in 2021? What did you do in 2020 that you want more of next year? Either because you didn't get enough of it, or you just loved it so much that you want to keep doing it. I found books again in 2020. I used to be a voraciously avid reader before I had children. And many of you that have had children would definitely understand that that was harder for me to do once I had three little ones underfoot. And so I didn't quite put up my book reading, but I definitely was not an avid book reader, and I didn't seek out good soul-wrenching books like I used to. And so one of the things I started to do during this more downtime that we've had is I really sought out books that spoke to my soul. And I am so glad I did, because those words and the things that I learned in those books still resonate with me. Glennon Doyle's Untamed still resonates with me. Matt McConaughey's Greenlight, I just listened to his audio. That resonates with me. I still hear some of their words. I still go back to Glennon Doyle's Untamed and read through some of her passages, which are brilliant. I went back and read Wild by Cheryl Strayed, which I think is genius. I actually read that 2 years ago, but I think it took me the whole year to read. And so I went back and reread that. It's genius, and it's an amazing book. And so I did that. So what did you do? I know I want more of those soul-seeking books to help me continue to grow in my journey here on this earth. And what do you want? What can you expand upon? You can start with that. You know, we so often think about New Year's resolutions as stopping something. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop eating sugar, right? I want to stop eating this or stop doing that. We think about so many things we want to cut out when we think about resolutions. And I'm wondering what it would be like if we sat back and instead of starting that way, that we actually thought about what we wanted to expand upon. What do you want more of? And go from there. In which way, maybe in 2020, did you learn to take care of your body? And in which way do you want to continue that? Did you find joy maybe in doing some hiking or some walking that you hadn't done in the past? Did you pick up bike riding? I couldn't believe it. I had to go to Walmart right before Christmas, which was not my desire, but my vacuum broke the day, Christmas Eve day. It broke, totally broke. And so I had to run to Walmart, which scared me tremendously, but I went in. And the funny part about it is walking around trying to find the vacuums was that there was literally one tricycle left in a rack of probably 500 bikes. And so my wondering is how many people are taking up bike riding? And so did you take up bike riding? Did you love it? Do you want to keep doing it? Have you thought about roller skating or rollerblading or maybe scootering? Maybe there's something new that you want to expand upon that you just began to tap your toe into that you want to keep going further with. Think about what you want to embrace. What do you really love? How do you want to move your body? How do you want to eat? What do you want to expand upon in what you've done to keep moving forward in love as opposed to in sternness? You know, when I think about people are like, I'm only going to eat this and I'm only going to do that and I'm going to stop smoking. I mean, I can't believe how often I've worked with a client and they've had, you know, 20 New Year's resolutions. And I'm thinking in my mind, oh my gosh, there's no way. It's not because I don't trust the individual. It's because there's too many. We just can't keep our focus there. And but it's done in that harshness. It's not done out of love. And I think the reality is what we need to think more about, especially my lesson in 2020, was flexibility and love. Because in love, we can change everything, right? We can change how we eat. We can change how we move our body. We can change how we relate to other people. We can change even how we fall asleep at night if we do it in love with ourselves. And so the reality is, you know, if you want to expand around upon that, you know, what and how do you love eating mindfully? Is there something that you could do with respect to that? What and how do you love about moving mindfully or playfully? I am tired of hearing about exercise. I know it's the way that culturally we speak about going to the gym, right? And I go to the gym. It's open where I am. I go to my yoga studio. It's open where I am. I'm legal. I play tennis here. It's legal where I live. But the truth is, it's so rare that we talk about playing in our bodies when we get to be adults. I want to hear more of that from people. If we teach women and men to play like we did as we were kids, we wouldn't have half the problems that we do in the world today. I really believe that. We forget to play with each other. We forget to play in our bodies. And in that, we forget to have joy. So what way would you want to play this next year? And what would that look like? Then, and only then, can you move into what do you need to let go of, right? So what do you need to let go of in 2021? Do you need to let go of waking up in the morning and always eating sugar? Do you need to let go of, you know, not moving your body at all? Do you need to start to move your body for purposes of sleeping better, stress, disease management? If that's true, then, you know, what do you need to let go of in order to do those things, right? And knowing that we only have so much time a day. I know in so many facets, we're taught to make all these quote unquote SMART, SMART goals, right? And those are excellent. And I've done a lot of podcasts on SMART goals, and I believe in them from a business construct, no doubt, from a financial construct. Absolutely. All right. So we're talking about black and white things like finances, like making a large purchase or maybe even a small purchase, that those are, you can do SMART goals with respect to that, right? So when are you going to make that purchase by? What specific purchase is it going to be, right? We've all heard this acronym SMART. And so for finances, purchases, maybe travel, right? If you have travel on the docket for next year, and again, depending, right? Because that may or may not be in our control. But if you have those things, creating SMART goals around that is absolutely necessary. When things are in black and white, creating SMART goals can really be beneficial. But beyond that, when we have change that's more emotionally driven, we have to think about it differently. And it's why I believe that we fail at resolutions, because we try to cognitively SMART goal everything. And in working with people and recognizing that they have a definitive emotional relationship with their body around exercise or with their food and their eating, You've got to tackle that part too before you tackle the change in the behavior. And we so often just say, okay, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. Well, what are the behaviors that you need to do? And then what are the feelings that come up around that? If there's massive feelings, well, you've got to tackle that first. And that's not a smart goal. That's learning what you might need to let go of. It's learning about where you need things to go in order to achieve that goal. It might be learning more about yourself. It might be seeking some solace and some reading before you actually move towards that goal. 2020 has been tough, and the truth is the beginning of 2021 may have some challenges too. So we've got to make sure that you focus on the things that you can control, things that you have momentum on and towards. It's not the time to climb, Machu Picchu. I'm probably pronouncing that terribly, but it's not the time to do that right now. Many of us are tired from 2020. And moving into 2021, I want you to move in the space and places that you have momentum, that you have beauty, that you have grace, that you have some traction. The statistics on 2020 are devastating when it comes to suicidality. We know that the suicide rate for teenagers is twice what it has been in previous years. That's double. That's astounding. We know that mental illness, depression, anxiety, and suicide for adults and teenagers is astronomically different than it's been in any other year. And it's imperative for us to recognize that we as human beings need to hold ourselves in grace and space and love to make change. And so if you've had a hard year, maybe it's not your time to make all these smart goals. Or maybe you think about what would make your heart sing next year. What would bring you joy? What would make you feel playful? Maybe it's time just to focus on that. If you're having problems with depression, anxiety, or suicide thoughts, please seek help. More and more we're getting calls on hotlines. The hotline crisis centers their phone is ringing off the hook. If you need help, seek that. And that might be your only thing that you do in 2021. But that is the biggest thing you can do if that's where you need to go. Think about things that you can control in 2021. Your eating, your relationship with food, how you move your body, learning about those things. Those are all things you can understand and change in your own home. Start there. Learn about yourself. Grow. Those are things that you can control. And that's where you need to keep the focus for 2021, because the more we feel in control, the more we feel empowered, and the more we will step into our power. Joy doesn't come to you. You have to create it to obtain it. So this week, instead of making all those long lists of resolutions you may not really need or obtain, think about those 1 to 3 things that are going to move you in a momentum you've already created to bring yourself more joy, your body more pleasure, and overall, in general, to be and feel happier internally.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.